Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
In response to the pandemic and the ensuing lockdowns, we came together on a bipartisan basis to enact the largest relief package in United States history. We worked to alleviate the financial devastation, and it helped, but at great cost.
U.S. Senator Mike Enzi, a Republican from Wyoming, is sending warning signs regarding the imminent danger of the national debt being too high for the U.S. economy to survive, especially from all the coronavirus stimulus spending bills. Now, to be clear, Enzi is for COVID relief helping the people. In fact, when the last stimulus package was voted on, Senator Rand Paul was the only Republican who voted against it. While Enzi is for helping the American people, he is not for all the extra money being spent.
Deficit spending and the national debt was unsustainable before the pandemic. We must address it before it becomes the next historic crisis or prohibits future policymakers from dealing with future emergencies. COVID-19 and the government response to it are not the root of the cause of our long-term budget problem. Nevertheless, that does not mean we should continue to spend with impunity. While additional measures to combat the virus and help struggling families and businesses may be necessary, we cannot use this crisis to justify multi-trillion-dollar wish lists that have little or nothing to do with the pandemic.
There's a lot of positive news regarding current COVID-19 numbers across the country, particularly when it comes to mortality rates. 33 states have seen a slight increase in COVID cases, but no rise in COVID deaths. According to Campbell County Health, here's an update on local coronavirus cases. Over the last week, there was an increase of 40 cases, bringing the lab-confirmed cases total to 233. There have been no new probable cases, leaving that total at 33. Now, 32 of those 33 probable cases have recovered, leaving only one active probable case. Campbell County has seen 185 lab-confirmed recoveries. The state of Wyoming has seen a spike in COVID-19 cases. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon says he's not surprised and that we need to stay vigilant.
And we are now averaging around 59 cases a day. Now, to some degree, maybe that's to be not welcomed, but not a tremendous surprise either. We have folks going back to school, and Wyoming is not unique. Our 20-year-olds are going to the bars and spending a lot of time there. That's where a bulk of our cases are coming from. But the percent of our COVID tests are also coming back with a positive result, which has been declining steadily until this last week.
Gordon also says there are 19 Wyoming COVID hospitalizations. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.